a couple was moving back to America, and the husband was leaving Matzah Shabbos. He had a chasana Sunday night in America, and she had a cousin's chasana a few days later in Eretz Yisrael, so she was staying for an extra 3 days. She was flying back Matzah Shabbos. Kitzur, they were packing the whole week, and Leil Tefillah came out, should have come out in the middle of the week, but they were packing the whole week. So they decided to push off Matzah Shabbos to Friday night. You can't pack. So they figured that's the simplest day. They really were busy the entire week packing up the house. Shaila is, can it be tevil on Friday night or not? So we saw that there's machlekes when it gets to whether or not tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. Das Rabbeinu Tam is that tefillah b'zman is there. Tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. Das Rabbeinu Chananel is tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. The Torah brings a raya from Yerushalmi. Also, Lisha Laman Ritumasa, why says that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. The Bach says there's no raya from there. The Bach says there is a raya from there. Where does it come out of the mitzvah? The Machaber Paskins that a woman should be tefillah b'zman. Shalei levatam b'pir v'rivyo. Says the Teres HaShlamim that Chivoino, that's really the only Chivoino, is also Shlei Levatel, but in and of itself, Taka, Tefillah B'Zmano, maybe is Lav Mitzvah. Shailas, what happens when it comes to Friday night? Can you be Tevil on Friday night? So, the Truma Tzedeshin says that one should not be Tevil on Friday night, for example, Beit Tam, then one should not be Tevil on B'Zmano, then one should not be Tevil on Friday night. Shailas, why not? Not exactly clear. Why shouldn't be able to be Tevil? Beit Yosef is Matmiya, he says, the Gemara in Beit Yosef. That you're allowed to be tevil. The whole shash is that it's near a kameika. That's right now that the shash rechitza tefila is mutter because it's near a kameika, and therefore the chare should be no problem. So the Truma Tzedeshin, whoever bisman is there, it's not near a kameika because nobody's maker. Mele it's a problem. Therefore, you shouldn't be tevil. Now, what comes out l'maisa? So there really is four shitas which come out l'maisa. There's the shitas Ha'ogur, he's the most machmir. He says unless there was an einus before Shabbos, that you couldn't be tevil. Even if there was an einus, sorry, shitas ha'ogur, even if there was an einus before Shabbos, that you couldn't be tevil. Too bad. If it's not the night of tefillah, if the night of tefillah falls on a Friday night, then in Chanami you're okay. However, but if it doesn't fall, if it falls out, even if you were einus, you couldn't be tevil. You're still not allowed to be tevil. The Truma Tzedeshin, it's a shayla that had to learn the Truma Tzedeshin, the Bach and the Taz. On how to learn the Truma Tzedeshin. The Bach understands that if the husband was not in town beforehand, if you were an Einis, then for sure you're allowed to be Tevil. If the husband wasn't in town, the Derech is that you're not Tevil, so then that's okay. That's if he only came into town Friday morning, then you were able to be Tevil on, then you'd be able to be Tevil on Friday night. The Taz says no. That's not considered a case of an einus, since she could have been tevil beforehand, even though the husband wasn't in town. Since she could have been tevil and wasn't an einus, then it's not a problem. And then she's not allowed to be tevil. The only time she's allowed to be tevil if it's an einus during the week. If it's einus during the week, then she's allowed to be tevil. So according to the Ogur, even if it's einus, not allowed to be tevil. According to the Taz, if it's an einus, allowed to be tevil. According to the Bach, even if it's not an einus, the husband wasn't in town, then you're still allowed to be tevil Friday night. That's the basic yosef is that you're allowed to be tevil all the time. That's the pashas and the chur. That's what it's mashma in the Darkei Moshe, that he goes me'ikra hadin. There's a meaning maybe, and he brings down, not exactly clear in the Ramah how he brings it down. He says if in a makom where the meaning gets to be machmer, one should be machmer. If there's no meaning, then there's no reason to be machmer. Is it going daf in the case of later? Daf in the case is going in any case. Harry Paskin halacha l'maisa. It sounds like me'ikra din in a chanami. The Ramah would be meikol, and if it's a place which doesn't have a meaning to be machmer, then the chur. One doesn't have to be machmer. So l'chur in this case, even if she pushed it off for convenience purposes, l'chur should be able to go. The thing is, Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, he says that the minig is that nashim don't go. Minig is nashim don't go on Friday, unless the tefillah falls on Friday night. And what's the reason why? Because it's the only reason why the tefillah falls is because it's near a maker. So my name is not a maker. Therefore, you shouldn't go Friday night. L'maisa, the Archa Shemel says that's not the minig b'chol. The minig is not that way, and everybody's knowing to be tevil, and that's what about the Shulchan, the Shevin Alevi, Shur Shevin Alevi go. And unless she's mamish pesheya straight up, then she could have gone and she just pushed it too lazy. You know what? Let's just push it off for no good reason. Then you could done. But if it's any valid reason of why they pushed it off, any reason here they had a reason why they pushed it off, they were busy, they were, wasn't again, they're going back. Mamela, Lachura, in such a case, they'd be able to be tevil. The truth is that the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chamudi Daniel that if it's Leil Yitzila Derech, and now how do you have Leil Yitzila Derech on Friday night? It means Matzah Shabbos is going to be Yitzila Derech. Then you're able to be table on Friday night, he says. So Mamela, the Chur is such a case, even if we would be Machmer, the Chur is an extra reason to be Mekel. Baruch Hashem, that was the Psak, she went Friday night. She comes to the Mikvah and is boiling hot. Can she be table? Is she allowed to be table in the Mikvah? Says the Pesach Tshuva, that only if it's not hot. If it's hot, you're not allowed to be table in the Mikvah, because then you have a different problem. You have a Rechitza. Mamash Nisr. So what are you supposed to do? Maybe Ben Ashmashis, then you could do it, and that's how many of the Sfaradim are Neig. Many Sfaradim are Neig, Dafka Ben Ashmashis, since the whole Rechitza is only Darabanan, Ben Ashmashis is also Darabanan, Kulum, Summer, up within 25 minutes. I think that's how it is in numerous Mikvahs. I don't know why that's considered Ben Ashmashis. Well, from 0 to 25? No? Less? 13 and a half. Some are Machmir, even 13 and a half. The however, Ramesh has a tshuva about it, and he says that the Kharif woman comes and she feels that it's hot, so she should still go anyhow. Still go anyhow, because maybe even though it's, first of all, hot just means that it even if it's warm, it's not a problem. That's if it's hot. Her potion would be okay. If it's hot, then it's a shaila. Says Ramesha, really, it's a problem. But if she comes and feels that it's hot, it feels hot to her. Maybe to other people, it doesn't feel hot because Ramesha. So Ramesha could go anyhow. You mishubit also. And we have a carbon asano. We have a carbon asano that says Ramesha that tefila is not considered nichlal bechlal in it. So even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't exactly go with it, shatul tzak maybe it brings it down. Ramesha lacher in this case, she should go, and she is mutter to her husband.